Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace. Well, today we're going to take up the final verse of the main body of the third epistle of John. 3 John, as it's more commonly called, is the shortest book in the Bible, and it only has a total of 14 verses, and the verses are short. The word count makes it the shortest book in all the Bible. Now, there are two more verses before we're done with the book, because there are two that constitute the conclusion, but as far as the main body of this epistle is concerned, it concludes with verse 12. And verse 12 is a commendation of a man by the name of Demetrius, and he is the fourth person who is mentioned in this epistle. Person number one is John the Apostle, who is introduced as the elder who writes the epistle. Number two is Gaius, a godly man, active in his church, beloved, a lover of truth, a lover of the gospel, a lover of gospel preachers, and one who helps those preachers by providing hospitality and financial support. Person number three is Diotrephes, an evil man who has usurped authority in the church that is not legitimately his, and from that position has become a church boss and has used his position to oppose truth, to do damage to the cause of Christ and to the spread of the gospel rather than supporting it as he should and would if he were truly a born-again man. He is an opponent of the Apostle John. He is an opponent of truth, and he manifests himself to be one who has never seen God. But then finally, we come to Demetrius, who is a godly man with a good testimony. Thankful for him. We want to talk about him today on this Thursday, August 8. And thank you for joining us, and thank you for helping us with your financial support to keep us teaching on the station. Here's the commendation. Demetrius has a good testimony from all and from the truth itself, and we also bear witness, and you know that our testimony is true. Commendation. Who is Demetrius? He is introduced very abruptly. In fact, he really isn't hardly introduced at all. He's just mentioned. And the mention seems very abrupt, but this is a short epistle. Now, we can say some things about Demetrius that are similar to what we could say about Diotrephes based upon his name. And we know that the name Demetrius literally means belonging to Demeter, who was the Greek goddess of agriculture. You may recall Demetrius the silversmith in Acts chapter 19, in the city of Ephesus, who had opposed Paul vehemently, started a riot in that city. His name was the same as this man. His name was Demetrius, which means belonging to Demeter, a Greek god. And so this is someone who came from a background very similar to Diotrephes. You may recall that Diotrephes' name was also based upon a pagan god. Nourished by Zeus is what Diotrephes meant, as you recall. Zeus, the king of the Greek gods. And that told us some things about his background, or some likely things about his background. The same thing is true here about Demetrius. Occasionally, you will find the name Demas in Scripture, and that's simply just a shortened form of the main name Demetrius. Demas, who is mentioned several times, Colossians 4:14 and 2 Timothy 4:10 and then in Philemon 24, is the one who is best known because he deserted the Apostle Paul and returned to the world. Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, says Paul, and he has returned to, I forget where, maybe Macedonia. Well, same name, though different person, because this Demetrius is highly commended, and this letter, this epistle, 3 John, is written later than 2 Timothy, where Paul was marking out Demas as one who had forsaken him. So, Demetrius is a Gentile, clearly, from his name. He came from a pagan Greek background, again, clearly by his name, because what Christian would name their son belonging to Demeter, a Greek pagan god? And so they are two men of similar backgrounds, but they have opposite character. Diotrephes on the one hand, Demetrius on the other hand. Both Gentiles, both from pagan families, both named by their parents after Greek gods. One of them, a lover of truth, a lover of Christ, a lover of the Apostle John, a lover of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the other one just the opposite. An enemy of John, an enemy of traveling evangelists, an enemy of the truth, an enemy of Jesus Christ. What made the difference? The work of God's Spirit in their heart. What made the difference? The gospel. What made the difference? Salvation. What made the difference? The grace of God. Now, please understand, both Diotrephes as well as Demetrius claimed to believe the gospel. One of them, however, truly did. The other one did not. Please remember, both of these men would have professed to be a Christian, would profess to have been saved, both Diotrephes and Demetrius, and yet one clearly was a Christian and the other clearly was not. Both of them would say that they had been saved by the grace of God, and yet one clearly had and the other clearly had not. And again, we go back to the same issue. I raised it on the broadcast yesterday, and I've raised it before. And that is, John the Apostle is not squeamish to lay it on the line and say, if you don't act like a Christian, then you are not a Christian. We don't want to say that in our day. We have a saying that covers the situation very nicely. It's not thought to be a theological statement, but it actually communicates a theological truth. And what is that statement? If it walks like a duck, if it looks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, then it is a duck. You've heard that, of course. I think I got two of the things out of order. If it looks like a duck, if it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. Well, the same thing is what John is teaching here. This is what he said, remember, in the previous verse. He who does good is of God, but he who does evil has not seen God. If he looks like a Christian, if he walks like a Christian, if he talks like a Christian, no doubt he is a Christian. But on the other hand, if he looks like he belongs to the world, if he walks like he belongs to the world, if he talks like he belongs to the world, then he belongs to the world. He is not of God. He has not seen God. Now that is so simple and so clear in Scripture. Why is it so muddy in the day in which we live? Because we aren't saturated in Scripture. We aren't oriented to Scripture. Our thinking hasn't been shaped by Scripture, and we are more concerned about what other people will think than what God thinks. We are more shaped by what our Christian culture around us says than what the Word of God says. And so many times the Christian culture is very, very far away from the Word of God, particularly in days of apostasy like we are clearly in the United States of America today. Well, Demetrius, also from a pagan background, but one who had come to faith in Christ, the grace of God had worked in his heart, and he's a very different man than was Diotrephes. Demetrius has a good testimony from all, says John, and that is so wonderful to hear. Dear friend, I talk to people from time to time, oftentimes Christians who are struggling with the fact that they came from a rough background. They look at people sometimes who grew up in Christian homes, grew up in the church, and seem to have it all together, and they themselves are struggling with things from their background, and they seem to think that they are a second-class Christian compared to others. Sometimes when it comes to giving their testimony, they say, well, I can't give my testimony. And actually, it's funny that ones who've grown up in Christian homes sometimes say the same thing. Well, I don't have much of a testimony. I didn't get saved out of drugs. I didn't get saved out of licentious living. I didn't get saved out of an evil background, and so I don't have much of a testimony. Dear friend, if you are a Christian and evidenced because you walk like a Christian, you look like a Christian, you talk like a Christian, you are a Christian, and don't you realize it took as much of the powerful grace of God to save somebody who grew up in a Christian home and a Christian church as it takes to save someone who is saved out of alcohol or drugs or blatant immorality? It takes just as much of God's power, which is an enormous amount of power, to create life takes power. How much power did it take God in the beginning when he shaped the body of Adam from the dust of the ground, from the clay, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul? That took a lot of God's power to take a blob of clay and turn it into a living man. What power? Of course, we can back up and look at the universe and say, God spoke, and suddenly all of these stars, all of these galaxies, all of these planets appeared just like that. That is incredible power. What a great and powerful God. God is omnipotent, and that is beyond dispute. My Father is omnipotent, and that you all recall, a God of might and miracle. It's written in the sky. I got something wrong there, but you probably are familiar with the song. And yet, please understand, and this is what I'm trying to get you to understand, it takes just as much of God's power to save a wretch like me, a wretch like you, because we're all wretches, as sinful sons and daughters of fallen Adam, we're all wretches. It takes just as much of God's power to save a sinner like me as it took to fling all the stars into space. In fact, that's what the song I was quoting a moment ago says. But when he saved my soul and he made me whole, it took a miracle of love and grace, as great as the miracle to fling the stars into space. That's what made the difference between Diotrephes and Demetrius. Demetrius had experienced the powerful grace of God. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.